Here are today's top stories. Donald Trump doesn't believe the Russians were trying to meddle in American government. It's like he's never seen Red Dawn. The CIA and other intelligence gatherers have briefed D.C. and Trump doesn't believe what they are saying. There's a lot of evidence suggesting the Russians did hack the DNC, but the political motivations, getting Trump elected, are still somewhat cloudy. Although I will go on record as saying that I think that the WikiLeaks dump of John Podesta's emails during the election did hurt and eventually keep Hillary Clinton from winning the White House. Maybe there was no smoking gun, but the point was to deem her untrustworthy, and it worked. If that was being done by a freedom fighter hacker who wanted to expose the corrupt system, all right. But it seems like that wasn't the case. Instead, we had a foreign power, or on and off again lover, not liking one candidate and setting out to get a favorable one elected. And if this is truly the case, I could see why the president-elect doesn't want to admit it, because then his political win is less legitimate than it already is. Anyway, you know what? Who cares? I like vodka, and Gorky Park was an okay metal band, so you know what? I'm cool with our new overlords. Just do me a favor. Don't take away Christmas and replace it with, like, some St. Petersburg crap. That's where we draw the line. Trump also took to Twitter to question the cost of a new F-35 warplane. Lockheed Martin built it. Trump's proving that he is indeed fair and balanced. He ripped Boeing for Air Force One costs earlier, now goes after Lockheed Martin. Does this mean Trump is going to look to cost-cutting and savings from the military-industrial complex? Taking on Top Gun, I like. Although, this is sort of like the first or second episode of a season of 24. It only goes downhill from here, Trump. Sorry. The recount effort was wrapped up in Wisconsin, and Trump won. He even expanded the margin of victory. So get back in the woods, Hillary Clinton. More shame for you. Former Congressman Aaron Schock has pleaded not guilty to 24 counts of being too stylish and good-looking to be congressman. I hope he realizes that he's just too hot for government, right? When this all blows over and he has to pay a fine or maybe a couple years in jail, just get out of government. Get into pharmaceuticals. I mean, seriously, I could see you walking in with a cool suit on, giving guacamole to every doctor's office at lunchtime. Hey, it's Aaron Schock, the pharmaceutical man, right? Just rolls off the tongue. A new study by DePaul University suggests that bikers in Chicago should be allowed to roll through stop signs like yield signs and be able to run red lights. When hearing this news, the Downloads bike advocate was like, don't tell us what to do! We'll ride wherever we want to ride. Nanny state. On your left! I said on your left! Jeez. Downloads bike advocate. So angry, Pete. Jeez. Yikes. Chipotle's shaken up its leadership team. The burrito chain has seen better days after a few E. coli scares have weakened the chain restaurant. Stepping down is the new co-CEO. No word, though, on whether or not he'll have to wash his hands on the way out. Apple released a new emoji today with a nose. Yep, emojis are no longer just eyes and a mouth. The nose will take us one step closer to never having to spell again. Hershey is closing down its Michigan Avenue chocolate store, leaving Michigan Avenue dangerously low on stupid candy stores. Ah, now where will I go to get out of the cold when walking around on a mag mile? Don't make me go to Ghirardelli's. No. All right, I'll get one cranberry chocolate piece for 35 cents. Oh. Something tells me another candy store is just going to take over there. In weather, well, here we are. After the second consecutive weekend of snow, here comes the hammer. Wednesday, high of 16. Thursday, a high of 6. 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Try 6 degrees of freezing your bacon off. Let me write that down. I'm going to write that. Freezing your bacon. I got to send that to Leno. In sports, the Bears lose to the Lions 2017 after Josh Bellamy dropped yet another late game ball that would have put the Bears in a position to tie or win. What? This dude! Twitter trolls called for his head yesterday, mostly because, well, he's a professional football player and he gets paid to catch balls, I guess. That's why. I mean, there's got to be better receivers out there. I mean, paging David Terrell, right? I haven't seen a bigger head case since that dude. And the only reason this guy's on the field is because Alshon Jeffrey was suspended. That's right. PEDs. He let the team down. This is what happens when you get suspended. Ah. Now, just imagine if Matt Barkley had both Alshon Jeffrey and Kevin White and Zach Miller. Heck, even Jim Miller at this point. Seriously, Matt Barkley and Jordan Howard have played well enough to win all the games that Barkley started. The team around him? Oh, wow. Oh, Yeah, where's that emoji with the nose? Oh, hold it. The bright spot was the Bears' defense, sans giving up a winning drive in the fourth quarter. The defensive line came up big again, harassing Matt Stafford all game, and they even got a couple of interceptions. What, they still do those? That's a thing in the NFL? I thought there was a law that you couldn't do it or a new rule or something because the Bears just haven't intercepted a ball in like 8 months. Well, cool. Now, the Bears just hope to lose out so they can secure a top three pick. I'd play spoiler to the Packers next week at Lambeau, but really, does it matter? And that's the part of the equation that gets me the most heated. Hey, McCaskies, John Fox, Jay Cutler, your pathetic display this year once again robbed us of a Packer-Bear rivalry game in December. Virginia, is there a Santa Claus? No, Virginia, because you killed Santa and you killed Christmas again. I said good day. Hey, Jeff Fisher got axed today in L.A. His loss yesterday tied him for the most in NFL history, so good to see a former Bear breaking records. Well, the good news is that after the holidays, we won't have to talk about the Bears anymore. We could turn our attention to the Blackhawks, who won once again last night without Jonathan Toews and Corey Crawford. They made pretty easy work of the Stars and are currently number one in the Western Conference. So rest easy. We got a winner this winter, and don't count out the Bulls either. After a couple losses, they beat up on the Heat over the weekend and are in second place in the Central behind LeBron Braun. Long way to go, but if the season ended right now, they'd be the number five seed in the East, and they'd play D. Rose in the Knicks in the first round. Oh, one can dream, right? Also, don't look now, but the Northwestern Wildcats have a 7-2 record and have a few games left to pad the sked before they start playing the Big Ten. To give you an idea, the 7-2 record puts them eighth in the Big Ten standings right now. Eighth! And Michigan State and Michigan, who are great teams, are behind them. Oof, it's going to take a lot for the Wildcats to break their curse and make the tourney this year. But hey, still optimistic, okay? We're still optimistic. And finally, the Golden Globes nominations came out today. And for like 300 people, this is a huge story. For the rest of us, can't wait to accidentally stumble upon the telecast after watching playoff football, right? Well, that's the carryout for December 12th, 2016. To celebrate the cold, we're selling yellow snow. Hey.